Good afternoon. I'm Bruce Robinson, talking once again with Norman Solomon, who is in Denver, Colorado at the Democratic National Convention and was part of the crowd in the auditorium for last night's events. And Norman, as you look back on the speeches and tableaus and presentations, what stands out for you?
Well, I was really struck by the mixed messages about war. A lot of the program emphasized high regard for veterans, or the term of the evening seemed to be warriors. And on the one hand, the message was we should embrace and support all veterans who come back from war, for that matter, all veterans. And I certainly agree with that. But the other part of the message was to really praise warriors, and sometimes it seemed laud the specter of war as though they were the finest flowering of American society. And when you couple that with some of the statements made by Senator Biden in his speech that seemed to be rattling a lot of sabers, not only in terms of escalation of Afghanistan, but even towards Russia in terms of the dispute involving Georgia, it was a sort of a mixed message, because, of course, there always are statements at Democratic gatherings against the Iraq war these days. So it left me feeling a little bit unsettled.
You think that was actual saber rattling or just electioneering positioning?
Well, I think there was some real overlap there between the two. When you look at the rhetoric that Biden used about Russia, I think that was a little bit excessive. At the same time, though, it's clear that there's a lot of anti-war sentiment in the party. It's reflected on the floor of the convention, and there's a real openness, at least, to finding some other sort of solutions other than using military force, even in times of crisis. So I think, in a sense, it's an identity question for the Democratic Party and even the Obama administration that will be sorted out, hopefully, in the future.
Now, you had both an ex-president and an ex-presidential candidate speaking last night. That's quite a lot of party firepower.
Yeah, I think it was seen as, politically speaking, the heavy artillery. President Clinton, I thought, did, you know, a passable job of what he needed to do. He's certainly a great speaker. One doesn't know what is in his heart, but he certainly seemed to be giving a full-throated endorsement of the Obama campaign. John Kerry, at first I was afraid he was going to have a tepid speech, but as it unfolded, he really galvanized a lot of people inside the amphitheater, and I think that was all to the good, because people have been eager for the convention to move more into, frankly, an attack mode against John McCain, and I think we got a lot more of that on Wednesday night than we'd heard before.
And yet, after all this energizing of the faithful, the evening ended on a fairly positive family note.
Yeah, I felt that it was really very poignant and powerful. As a matter of fact, for me, it was the most stirring part of the whole night when, after Joe Biden gave his speech, there was a surprise appearance of Barack Obama, and then family members, the Bidens, I think three generations of them, appearing on the stage with Senator Obama, with the sound system blaring the song "We Are Family." And I think that a subtext of this entire fall race, as it's coming into focus, is that of multiculturalism. And I think it's really to Obama's credit that he has embraced the multicultural model for the future. That is California. That is our country. I think we need to affirm it, embrace it, and find ways to further develop a vision of all these different ethnicities, races, and cultures working together and enriching each other, especially in the cultural realm. So I was really actually quite moved by that. I thought it augurs well for the campaign and certainly for the future of the country.
And it sets the stage for a big finish tonight.
Yeah, I'm headed over imminently to Invesco Field for the finale, and we're told that in addition to Senator Obama, there'll be Stevie Wonder performing and a lot of speakers. There's really, in the hotel, you can just feel, this is where the California and New York delegations are housed. People are really excited about it.
So how much of a bump do you think comes out of this campaign? How much momentum carries forward?
I think there's going to be a bit. That's my sense in terms of looking at some of the replays on television, and certainly an energized base involving the 4,000-plus delegates here. But I have to say, I have a lot of apprehension about the fall campaign. I was at the 88 Atlanta Democratic Convention nominating Michael Dukakis. We came out of that with a 17-point advantage over the incumbent President Bush, as it turned out, the first President Bush. And as history shows, that entire lead quickly melted away. There's going to be a very small lead coming out of this week in Denver, and a very close election, I believe, this fall.
Well, Norman, thanks very much for talking to us throughout the week, and welcome back to California soon.
Hey, thank you.